Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Game week 7 finished with a feast of utterly terrible footy. At least Aubameyang got his goal. Newcastle were like putty in the hands of Rodgers' men, and Wolves finally won. Pukki and Cantwell blanked again. Chelsea's kids are having fun. Villa drew with Burnley. Bournemouth drew with West Ham. Aguero was left on the bench. Jamie Vardy is the man.
Welcome to Triple Captain.
It's like we're on Radio 4.
It's beautiful.
That was absolutely brilliant. Read like a Shakespearean
actor. It really
actor.
Was.
So, welcome to Triple Captain. I'm Luke Jurdy. I'm an actor with an unhealthy obsession with FPL. Finished in the top 10k last season. Not doing so well this season, but...
There's still time.
My name's Rich Wolfenden. I'm a Premier League commentator for TalkSport. Doing significantly better than I did last season, because I think I lost interest around this time last season.
There you go. And we are joined by none other than James Sutton. How are you, sir?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on your show.
So you're an actor as well, yep. Like me. We were on Hollyoaks together.
Great days.
And you're coming back.
We've never had a scene together, I don't think.
Oh, have you forgotten?
What have we done together?
Oh, no. Do you remember?
Have we had a scene together?
Do you remember Celine's funeral?
Is that the only time? Oh, yeah, because...
Do you remember? Celine's funeral was a scene. It wasn't an actual funeral.
No, imagine if that was our reaction to an actual funeral. No, so we've only had one, honestly. We nearly got thrown off set.
You've got to do these things to get through the day, though, haven't you, when there's those big scenes? Because they take a long time.
I think it's when there's a lot of actors on set at the same time. Like, you can't concentrate. How can you concentrate when, like, you're just basically just with all your mates... pretending to do something else. Like it's nonsense. Our job is nonsense. Nonsense.
So you had a brief spell out, and you did a few theatre jobs, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done loads. That's basically all I've done.
Yeah, and tell us a little bit about your relationship with fantasy football. You haven't got a team this year.
No,
have
I haven't got a team. I haven't got a team this year. But no, I don't find the time. Like, so I do a lot of kind of LFC chats. I do podcasts. I do a show called The Redmen TV, I do the Anfield Rap, various things. So I spend a lot of time thinking and talking about football, but putting it into any kind of like legitimate practice is just a nonsense.
But you've got the knowledge. There's a lot of knowledge there.
I could pick you a team. It would basically be a mixture of Manchester City and Liverpool starting 11.
Yeah, that's what most of us
do. I don't know who else do you include? I mean, that's, you know.
We can only have three from each team.
Okay, yeah. I think I can make it work.
So should we do our little game week reviews? So how did you do, Rich, this
week? So I had a bang average week. Look at that.
Right on the average.
On the average, 51 points. Definitely an average week.
Yeah, I think Aubameyang really helped you, didn't he, last night, getting those nine points.
Yeah, he was the savior.
I think he's such a good choice. I'm thinking about getting him in the next few weeks. But we'll talk more about that later. Yes. Overall rank is...
drum roll, please. 162,619, down about 30,000 this week. So it could have been worse.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll take that. It's all right. It's a red arrow, but it's not the worst red arrow in the world. What about you? How did you get on?
So I've got 61.
Good going, above the average.
It was pretty good. Everyone returned apart from Pope and Pukki. And Abraham, sorry. So I had clean sheets from Ward, Tomori, Soyuncu and Alexander-Arnold.
Your whole defence got clean sheets?
My whole defence got clean sheets.
Oh my God,
I mean,
really?
You know, I played the wild card and got 4.5 million defenders. And so far, so good. They're smashing it. Sterling got his goal. De Bruyne got his assist. Son got an assist. Aguero, who I captained, was benched. I think
That's
one of these
so
days, Sterling,
annoying.
Aguero and De Bruyne are all going to start, I'm sure.
Did Aguero come on?
He came on for 24 minutes and got an assist. So,
okay, so something.
So still got 8 points from him. Yeah, I mean, yeah. But then, yeah, the three up front, after it working so well for the first bit of the season, is now looking a little bit shaky again with Pukki and Abraham blanking.
Who was your vice captain if Aguero didn't get
it? Vice captain was Sterling, so he would have got there.
That would have been nice.
But yeah, I'm pretty decent happy. I'm pretty happy. Another green arrow, up about 200,000 places, so I'm at 346,000 overall.
Slowly but surely,
I'm climbing again, which is good, and I'm happy with my team for the next next few weeks. Background, Ben.
Overall rank 15,337.
That's good.
Decent week.
Very
59
good.
Points.
Yeah.
Have you checked where you've been if you didn't take the -8?
I don't want to.
No, it's tricky.
I stayed in the top 20,000.
But you brought Jorginho in and he got 11 points.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe
it.
It's like you're a mystic. I mean, who puts Jorginho? Would you put Jorginho in your fantasy football team?
The man who just passes it sideways for 90 minutes every week.
Absolutely not.
takes the penalties when Barkley isn't on. Barkley's a load of crap, so he should never play. Jorginho, and against the smaller teams, Chelsea are going to win penalties. Jorginho's going to take him. Tammy can't.
I mean, I suppose the appeal is Jorginho is like only 5 million, which is very cheap in terms of midfield. So Ben put him in last week and we were kind of ripping him for it. So
and he was my highest scoring player.
He won't score he won't score that again for the rest of the season. Mark my words, that
points,
is a bet.
You wait.
2 points every week he's going
to
get.
2 points
now.
Every
That's
week
exactly
from
what
now.
It's going to be. Yeah.
I think it might be time to quit while you're ahead with this, this one, Ben. I'm serious. There are other options available to you.
I'm so far ahead of these two.
He is.
All I see is complacency. That's all I see.
But like, speaking of midfielders, McTominay scored.
It was a lovely goal as well. I mean, despite the absolute utter dross of the game itself, I mean, I saw you tweeted, James, were you watching it yesterday? I mean,
I'm afraid so.
As a smug Liverpool fan, I bet it's quite nice to see United falling so far down, isn't it?
It isn't. I think in some weird way, I think it's like the Batman and the Joker. You know, we kind of need each other. I see huge parallels with what you're going through, with what we went through. You know, in our 90s. I mean, welcome to our 90s. Get comfortable. It's a long way back.
Yeah,
it's a really long way back, and you have to have the right manager and the right structure in place. And you know, I think from a footballing point of view, I mean, yeah, I don't want to see you. You know. I want it to be competitive. I used to love the United Liverpool games. That was one of the things I was really conscious of when I watched Arsenal United. Was just how it had lost that bite and that edge. And the reason that is because it doesn't matter for either of those teams. If United or Arsenal win that match, they know that's not going to lead to them winning the league.
No,
it's not. It's not a six pointer. It's
exactly.
Not going to, you know, and that. So, for the sake of the Premier League and for the sake of excitement, because Manchester City and Liverpool are so far ahead of the competition, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's the gap is huge.
No, I completely.
And it's
agree.
Not, and it's not Solskjaer's fault either. By the way,
they're giving Solskjaer time, and he's not panicking at all. Is
his
he?
Press conference. Did you see his post match?
I didn't.
His post match was just look. Yeah, I'm really frustrated, but you need to be patient. Some of these lads, how old is James?
But that was the thing about James, wasn't it? Everyone thought he was coming in as like a future signing.
I think that
and
was the idea. But
every
I think,
single
but I think
game,
that was the
much.
Idea. When you got that injury to Rashford, was it Rashford who got injured? Someone got injured.
Martial, sorry.
So, you know, now Rashford. Yeah. You know, you've got injuries piling up as well. But you've got to show patience. You have to show patience. Or the same thing, the cycle repeats itself again and again and again. Because there aren't that many managers that fit the bill, the template that Manchester United want right now, which is a European successful manager who can implement his own style. There really aren't that many.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I think, yeah, he's got to be given time. And like you say, you just got to ride roughshod over these few years and see what happens, you know. And I think there's a few decent young players coming through and nothing to be too excited about just yet. But yeah, like you say...
Get to a couple of cup finals, man. That's to a cup final. Because our Europa League final that we had in Basel 3 years ago, we didn't win the Europa League, we got to the final. And just that in itself gave everyone a little bit of a lift of, we are on the right track. We are, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, it's not Andy Carroll and Stuart Downing.
It's not
Andy Carroll anymore.
Stuart Downing looked brilliant for Villa, by the way, Ben.
Yeah.
What did you sell us? even I was like, it's all right, a bit of business stuff. Yeah. 30 million, Stuart Downing, we'll have a bit. Rubbish.
Every cross, the fullback, the first man, every time headed it away.
Maybe he can take corners. No, he can't take corners.
We spent £60 million on Fred. Like, there's no worse signing.
Well, McTominay's came in and is now ahead of Fred in the pecking order.
Yeah, McTominay's doing well. But anyway, let's talk FPL. So, Rich, what are the talking points this week?
So, we've got a handful this week. First off, we're going to talk about how Leicester are developing, so we'll talk about them a bit. Injuries at Manchester City, is that going to affect them at the back and going forward? And we'll also talk about how Liverpool are on the slide in terms of FPL. So they're doing all right in the league, let's be honest.
I mean, things have been worse.
Join the Triple Captain Mini League. League code JLM166.
So, talking point one... get these players in. I really like the look of Leicester after this week because they play Liverpool away at Anfield this weekend. I'm probably going to bench Soyuncu for that because I can't see them keeping a clean sheet at Anfield. After that, I mean, I know we've discussed this before, but just to remind everyone, Leicester's fixtures from game week 9 to 17, they only play Arsenal out of the top six in those weeks. And obviously, Arsenal at home, that Leicester at home to Arsenal, they could smash them, couldn't they, really? I mean, Arsenal's defence is terrible. James, what do you think about Leicester and their prospects this season?
I really like Leicester this year. I really like them. I really like Brendan Rodgers as a manager. There's a sort of rhetoric around his time at Liverpool which would suggest that he's not a particularly great manager, but he's got them playing some really great football. Mm-hmm. And actually he's put a real stamp on this team as well, because, you know, don't forget, there's still, you know, some of these players aren't his players. And he's done incredibly well. That is it Madison?
Yeah.
What a player he is. Mm-hmm. What a player.
It's a shame he got injured, really, isn't it? Because he was hitting great football.
Yeah, I don't know when he's coming back.
Because if he's out, he's going to be a huge miss for them, because I think he's one to watch. If I had to pick a young player out of Leicester that I think with the right coaching, you know, I'm not sure Brendan Rodgers is the man to bring on a career like that. But if he got a move to like a Spurs or somewhere.
Yeah, I think last season he was second in the table of most chances created was from he? Open play in the
that,
Premier
yeah,
League.
That doesn't
yeah.
surprise me.
So he's a real, like,
I think he was first, actually.
Was he first?
Something like that for Trent's career. But yeah, he was there or thereabouts, wasn't he?
That's a really long-winded way of saying, yes, I do like Leicester.
No, I do. I think so. If you were picking someone for your team, you'd go Madison.
I'd go Madison, but yeah. I think they've got a really good spine of their team. And they've got a good keeper. I think they're really solid. I don't think they concede a huge amount of goals.
Yeah, they remind me of how Liverpool played when he was managing.
Yes, yeah,
Liverpool,
they kind of do.
In a weird
yeah.
way, like that fast attacking, like attacking football down the wings. And it's brilliant how he's just managed to make that step from Celtic into the Premier League with relative ease. I think it was only Liverpool and Manchester City have won more points than Leicester since he started at Leicester. So he's doing an absolutely sublime
job. The one thing
job.
I will say about him is that he really believes in himself, Brendan Rodgers. Sometimes to his own detriment.
Yeah.
I mean, but all of that is born out of the fact that the man backs himself.
Does, yeah.
You know,
it's all about his character.
It's about, you know, beautiful, beautiful character. But, you know, it is about character for him.
Yeah, it is,
and I think at Leicester, I think he's got a gang of lads there that, you know, that want to play for him and want to work really hard and really believe that they should be in the top four.
Mm,
you know, these lads believe they should be there, and, you know, absolutely credit to them.
Yeah.
I'm just looking now at Madison news, and he should be back in contention for the Liverpool game.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're going to bring him in, I'd have waited till after the Liverpool game anyway.
Yeah.
I think he's a great option. I think Jamie Vardy, again, he will keep scoring goals.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
mad, isn't it?
I think he scored 14 in 19 or something like that since Rodgers took over. He scored another two. I mean, they battered Newcastle, didn't they?
Oh
they
God,
absolutely
yeah.
that was, tore them apart.
That was as much about Newcastle as it was about Leicester. But yes, you've got to take your chances. But
the thing with Vardy is he loves a goal against the big teams as well.
Yeah,
he loves to score in those big matches, but he can also hit them against like the lower league teams and put two or three past them as well. To be honest, I'm probably going to consider him for this weekend because I could see him getting like a snatching grab.
I'm looking at
they might not win, but I could see him out of anybody getting one
at Anfield.
Yeah.
Liverpool aren't all keeping too many clean sheets this season.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair. No, I'll take you.
One over the top with Matip in a hot race with Vardy.
Do you think that's unlucky, or do you think?
I think we're playing a slightly different way. I think we're playing a higher line now. I think VAR has affected the way that we play. I think, you know, stepping up when the ball gets played, you know, over the top or whatever. Mm. I think it has slightly changed our play. I don't think it's just us. I think the standard of defending across the whole Premier League, I think, has dropped this season.
Yeah.
I don't think any team can particularly cover themselves in glory, really.
Not at all.
I mean, you know, I'm going backwards from Liverpool down the league. I mean, City's defence, I mean, yes, they've got injuries, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
Manchester United are conceding goals every game. Yeah. You know, Chelsea, they're very young. The standards drop.
I was saying this last week, wasn't I? Everyone bar City and Liverpool is basically a mid-table team.
Yeah.
You can see anyone from third to bottom of the league finishing bang average because no one can defend and hardly anybody. Well, we've seen goals recently, but the start of the season we weren't seeing too many.
Mm. I'm looking at eventually moving to a front two of Aubameyang and Vardy. I say eventually in perhaps the next couple of weeks, just because they've both got great fixtures and they both keep scoring. I mean, at the moment I've got Aguero, Pukki, and Abraham, so obviously I want to give them a few more weeks, but. With Aguero, you know, just that Pep rotation. seeing that team sheet. I turned my phone off on Saturday because I wanted to save it until match of the day. Seeing Aguero on the bench as my captain just hurts so much. The week before was the same with Sterling.
This is what happens when you've got a bench that is better than most clubs' first
exactly.
team.
Yeah.
Because they've got goals anywhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they've got. It doesn't matter if they've got Aguero on. Someone else, Sane will score. If he's not fit, don't worry. Jesus will score.
Sterling will
chip in. I would avoid putting City players in because it's basically a lottery. anyone could score.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at TripleCaptain3.
Cool. Should we move on to City injuries? What are we going to do with Kevin De Bruyne? So we haven't had... Yeah, so we don't know how long he's out for. What should we do with De Bruyne? Most people have got him, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, since pre-season, I've been like backing De Bruyne to be the man. And he's like the one that we've agreed on like for the whole season. That he's someone you've got to have in your team.
Best player in the Prem, I would say.
Yeah, I mean... I brought him in for 9.7. Oh, all right. That sound suggests. BA!
Okay, who's better than De Bruyne?
Van Dijk for a start.
Well, I mean, in terms of his. Van Dijk's the best defender in the Prem, absolutely.
He's the best player in the league.
I don't know.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
He's the only player likely to win the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, but De Bruyne was injured all last season, wasn't he?
Yeah, true.
It's not my problem. get fit. Stop being made of crisps.
I think it's very difficult to compare. A player like De Bruyne and a player like Van Dijk.
All right then, to stop arguing, he's the best midfielder.
I'm being devil's advocate.
What are you going to do? It's a groin injury, isn't it? I mean, typically they're more than a couple of weeks.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Four to 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah. We don't know the extent of it. I mean, the news literally came out today that he's, you know, going to be unavailable.
You know what? Sometimes when these things happen, obviously I don't want any player to get injured, but I quite like it in terms of FPL because it forces people to make some decisions.
Yeah.
And suddenly it's not an easy ride. You know, he's owned by 43.5% of players in the game. Mm. So are you going to get rid? I mean, your problem, Rich, is that you've had him from the start of the season, haven't you?
But when I got him, he was 9.7 and now he's 10. And I thought when I sold him,
well, I think you,
I'd get
did you have
the
him
10?
From the start of the season?
Yeah.
So he was 9.5.
He was 9.5,
So what happens is... If a player goes up by 0.2, you get 0.1 selling value.
Right, so that's why it's 9.7
in my
team now.
That's why it's 9.7.
Okay.
So if you got rid of him for 9.7, you'd have to buy him back for 10.
Oh.
But if a lot of people sell him, there's a chance he'll go down in value.
Yeah.
So that's the agony of these kind of decisions, yeah. So it's whether you bench him for a few weeks, and I think we should wait for more news. I think there'll be more news before the weekend.
Yeah. There's an international break coming up soon.
After this week,
so
it might be worth holding him.
If I could offer my opinion, and not being a member of the Fantasy League, but Kevin De Bruyne, if he gets injured, he tends to be out for a period. It's very seldom that Kevin De Bruyne is out for a week or out for two. Because actually, Kevin De Bruyne is a really hard player. So when he gets injured, which is why he's often out for, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. at a time. So I take him out immediately because he's not going to get you any points.
Oh, but it's the value of my team and that sort of thing. It's going to take a big old hit.
Yeah.
And then having to bring
I think we should wait for, rather than making a decision, if you've got De Bruyne, I think wait for more news.
Yeah.
Pep will have a press conference before the weekend.
Yeah, well, it's all speculation at this point, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. I think if he's out, I mean, I bought him in for 9.9, I think. So I'll only lose 0.1 value. So I'd be tempted to take him out and maybe try and get someone like Mane in.
I think I've got like 1.5 million in the bank or something like that. So I could possibly bring in Mane for De Bruyne. I'd do that all day.
Mane is due a goal. He hasn't scored for a few weeks. He's due a goal. So he's due a really good performance, Mane. I would put him in genuinely if you can.
Just a little side note here: 126,000 people brought De Bruyne in
for last week.
Have already brought him in for this week.
Have they?
Yeah. That's why you should never make your move too early because anything can happen. Anything can happen.
So that will probably mean he's going to go down in value, right?
If a lot of people sell him, then he'll go down in value.
All right, sorry, yeah. So if he's going up, they're obviously not going to go down in value. No. Yeah.
I think wait and see on him. How do you think City are going to cope?
I think this weekend they're going to have it's Wolves, isn't it? They're playing at home.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a tough game for them. I think Nuno Espirito Santo's side are always typically hard to beat. They've not had the best start to the season, but they have found a few goals. I mean, they played Watford last weekend and Watford are just one of the worst teams in England at the moment, so you know anyone can beat them. Even Everton can beat them, let's be honest. But yeah, I think they'll have a tough game. I don't think it's going to be another 8-0. I think it'll be like maybe a 1-0, a 2-1, something like that. I think it'll be quite a close game.
I think Wolves are desperate to get a big win. They haven't had a big win this season. They haven't done anything that's made people sit up and go,
no.
Wow, Wolves are... Because Wolves are good, man. They've got some ballers in there.
Yeah,
Connor Cody's a fantastic captain and they've got some real talent going forward.
Yeah. Did they draw against City last season at
Molineux? I think they did.
Remember being a great atmosphere and they beat United as well.
They've got a good result in them, Wolves.
Are they playing Europa, though? I think they're playing Europa again on Thursday. I think City will batter them.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I do.
They are looking
tired. Even
without
De Bruyne. I think Aguero will be back.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest.
Starting.
I'm sat here.
They'll
really
win. Know. And if City don't have De Bruyne, we saw against how they missed him for Norwich because Gundogan just does not produce.
Have they got Sané? Sané's
not fit.
Sané's still
injured.
What
about Mahrez, though? There's a lot of talk about Mahrez.
He's rubbish.
But FPL wise, he's scoring a lot of points.
It's because he's a selfish winger. Who does quite
a
lot.
He's scoring a lot of points.
Wow.
He's not a team player in the slightest.
No, that's why he's on the bench.
Yeah,
there's a reason he doesn't start.
But physically, I could.
He's got 1 point less than Sterling.
Yeah, and he's 3 million less.
Yeah.
Or 3.5 million.
But then you just haven't got the security of starts, have you?
Exactly.
But then you haven't with Sterling either right now.
But he's still scoring the points. Let's have a look. Oh, look at the minutes he's played there. What's that? He started four of their
every
seven
games.
Every
time he starts,
so
he seems to do something big, doesn't he?
Yeah, he got three assists on the first weekend of the season. Fair play to him. But I'm not bringing Mahrez in.
No, I don't think I am either. But I'd be tempted. If De Bruyne is out, I'd be tempted to bring Mahrez in for him.
Yeah, definitely.
He's explosive.
Triple Captain. Email your voice note questions to triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk.
Okay, so that brings us on to talking point three, and that is Liverpool. Are they on the slide? FPL-wise, of course. They're having a great season. They're winning every game. James, you're the perfect person to ask here. Particularly, I'm thinking about their attacking assets. Mm. So Salah, Mane, Firmino. Last few weeks, they haven't performed as well in terms of point scoring. So Salah's got 8 points in the last two games. Mane's only got five. Their fixtures coming up. I mean, they've got Leicester at home, then they've got United away, Spurs, Villa away, and then City. Mm-hmm. Would you be rushing to bring in Salah, Mane, Firmino for the next few weeks, or would you maybe hold off?
It's a really.
Or would you keep them in your team?
It's honestly a really difficult question because the way that we're playing right now, I don't honestly. If I was doing an FPL team, I don't know who I'd choose genuinely because every week somebody steps up to the plate, and that's what championship winning teams do. You know, someone does the business. And that's why we're so difficult to play against because you can mark our wide players out of the game. Okay, well, Firmino will beat you. You know, if you mark Fabinho out of the game, that's okay. We've got Mane and Salah, and you know Henderson might chip in. So we're really difficult from a what I will say, and going back to what I said before, they're all due goals. They're all due big performances. I think all Liverpool fans would probably privately admit that Mohamed Salah hasn't hit the heights of last season so far. He's scored, but he's not looked quite on it as he was. He seems a bit desperate.
He did that at the start of last season as well, I seem to remember, and then he came more into it.
He seems quite desperate, and that was proven him when Sadio Mane went at him from the bench. If you were looking for a return on an attacking player, and you were looking for an attacking player to maybe score two goals or maybe get a goal and an assist, I'd probably put Firmino in your team. He'd be the one for me, because even if he doesn't score, he creates.
Yep.
Whereas I think Mane and it's definitely Salah, but Mane to a lesser degree exist, or not solely on goals, but that's such a huge part of their game now.
Yeah.
It's always been Salah's thing, but now Mane is a striker. He's a goal scorer, and he lives and dies by that. Whereas someone like Firmino is someone who always scores goals. His record's fantastic for us, but he's so lively.
Yeah.
We are a totally different beast with him in the team.
And he's not a selfish player as well either. He's always looking to lay it off. He puts in the hard graft. He runs and runs and runs for Liverpool. I mean, looking at his FPL prices and points he's got, he's 9.6 mil.
It's a good price.
And has got 46 points. Mane's 11.6 and has got 45.
If I was to choose a Liverpool attacking player to put in your team, it would be Firmino, hands down. What he brings, and also defences are so worried about Salah that you get three players marking Salah, and you get, you know, and Mane gets bullied out of the game because he's quite, you know, he's a shorter player. Whereas someone like Firmino, he's unreal right now, and he's so underrated as well. I don't imagine a huge amount of people have got him in their team.
Yeah.
I think it's growing, but is it growing? But you're right.
People are getting onto it now.
Yeah. 13, no, you're right. 13.7 is quite low.
I'm telling you now, he is one of our most important players. You take him out of the team, and we are a totally different beast. Yeah. You rest him when we rested him, and we played
Chelsea, wasn't it?
We played Naby Keita. It might have been Chelsea.
When did you play Origi when came on? That was against Newcastle.
That was sort of done and dusted.
So you're looking at Firmino over the past two seasons. Season before last, he got 15 goals and 8 assists. Last season, 12 goals and 8 assists. This one, he's already got 3 goals and 4 assists. So he delivers with both there, really.
FPL-wise, I think Vardy is a better option.
He's cheaper by like a million or something.
He's cheap. He's 8.9. But
yeah.
Do goals get you...
If you catch Firmino on the right... At the right time, he could be gone.
He goes through these mad periods where he scores like 3 in 3 and gets a load of assists.
Yeah. And then you've got to catch him at the right time.
You may be true. But I mean, listen, if you're going for goals and you're looking for a striker, Jamie Vardy, going with who Leicester have got in the coming weeks as well, you're probably onto more of a dead cert, I would have thought.
Is it your year? I had to ask that.
Listen. Right?
You can't say it, can you?
No, listen. Let me clear up this.
This is the curse, Liverpool fans.
I just want him to say it. It's not the curse.
Listen, it's not the curse, right? Let me clear a couple of things up with this, right? Okay. If you don't think it's your year next year, what are you doing in football, man? You've got to think that you're going to achieve something. It's got to be within your own expectations, right? I'm not saying Wolves fans think they're going to win the league. But within your realms of possibility, United fans should be thinking they're going to win the league.
I mean...
Do you know what I mean? But
I do get what you're saying, but
realistically... Without hope.
But yeah, I always have hope. At the start of every game, I have hope. Yeah. I said yesterday, I was saying, I think we'll do Arsenal tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had nearly 30 years of not winning the league.
Yeah.
What I will say is that... That tickle you did it better.
Yeah, he's
a Villa fan. He's seen a lot worse.
Enjoy the Premier League, do you, Ben?
It's lovely to be back.
Is it lovely to be back?
Don't forget 82. Don't get champion.
Don't get comfy, will you, Ben? Yeah.
Right. So, Rich, any transfers this week? How many have you got?
I've got one free transfer in the bank. I've got 1.2 million as well.
That's always
left
nice.
There to spend, so I could make some improvements across the team. I'm not sure is the answer just yet. I'm going to wait on the De Bruyne news. If he is injured for a few weeks, I'll probably bring in Son. But I've got bloody Alex Iwobi sat there, who's been absolutely awful the past 2 weeks for us. He only came on because Walcott got knocked out by a ball into the box. So, yeah, I think I'll probably get rid of Iwobi. But I'm not sure I'm going to bring in yet. What about yourself?
So I've got two free transfers, but I think I'm only going to use one. All my players have got great fixtures, and I don't really know what to do. So what I'm thinking is, depending on De Bruyne... Thanks, James. A bit more red wine. Getting drunk tonight.
Tuesdays.
I'm thinking...
Boozy Tuesdays.
I'm thinking I'm probably going to... If depending on De Bruyne news, I'm probably going to take Joel Ward out because Palace's fixtures are horrendous up until game week 14. So I might take Joel Ward out for a West Ham defender, depending if Fabianski's fit or not. Because West Ham have got decent fixtures, and I just need another 4.5 million defender.
Frederick's
looks good. Yeah, Diop looks okay. Yeah. So I think I might do that, and then I'll have another two free transfers after the international break.
Happy days. What about you, Ben?
I've got... one free transfer, going to save it for two, so I can come back after the international break.
But you did a double transfer last weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, -8 last week.
So yeah.
Need to chill out a little bit.
When you started messaging me at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What do you think of this team, Rich?
Yeah, I was really drunk.
So should we do a question quickly? We've got one here from @FPLRoy.
Right, Roy.
Which of the West Ham attacking assets would you consider to be essential? I'm with Felipe, as he looks like he could explode any time. James, any West Ham players would interest you if you had a team?
Let me have a look.
Yarmolenko's done well the past few
weeks. I like Yarmolenko.
Yeah.
And he's 6 million.
Yeah.
I haven't looked at his stats yet, but they've got decent fixtures and I'm thinking about maybe bringing him in.
Yeah, I mean, I think they signed him, not the summer gone, the summer before last, but he was injured for pretty much all of the season, so never really got a kick. And we were linked with him for years and years and years. I think there was a rumour that he was in a chippy on County Road, but it wasn't.
Have you looked at that Sebastian Haller?
Yes. So he's, What do you think about him?
I think he's fantastic. I think he's really good. I think he's really young. I think he's another one who's about to explode.
Yeah.
I think he's another one who, you know, in 18 months we could be talking about in the same breath as we talk about, you know, and out of it, should players of that ilk that, you know, that do it on the regular. And he's, you know, attacking midfielders as well.
So yeah.
He can drop deeper. He can play on his own, you know, up top. He's a really talented boy.
Well, I did a lot of German games last season.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And he was superb at Frankfurt. I think he got like 20 plus goals. Yeah. And he was playing alongside Rebic, who's still there, but he's like one of the best players for Croatia, and Jovic.
And he's young, right?
Yeah, young Serbian striker. But he needs to have the players around him. And if Yarmolenko's scoring a few goals, I think that'll help Haller get some more goals. I think he just needs somebody else as well as that to make him match that level that he had last season. But he does look dangerous, and he looks like he's physically built for the Premier League.
He's hit the ground running. He started the season really well. I think he scored as well.
Yeah, he scored a few. I think he's got three goals.
Yeah,
he's
my West Ham one, I would say.
Yeah, three goals.
Quick question for James here. Why do no footballers have moustaches anymore? That's from Rachel Sutton.
because Bruce Grobbelaar spoilt it for everybody.
That's your good lady wife, I believe.
That's my wife.
That's your wife.
Do you know what it is? She sat there and she thought to herself, what's going to be a really great question? And she's thought, I know. And I can picture her now getting really excited about this. They'll love this.
And we have.
I'd like to talk about more football all night, but we probably got to call it a day there because Ben has got a lot of editing to do.
Yes.
James, thank you so much for coming on.
It's
been an absolute pleasure talking to you and hearing all your views and your, I would say, realistic Liverpool views, which is refreshing to hear.
Yeah.
I'm just still trying to wind him up. No, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, yeah, next week we've got another special guest coming in. Toby Tarrant of Radio X and Yahoo Sports is going to come on and talk us through all of his FPL stuff. And he plays
Chris
it quite
Tarrant's
a lot.
Son, is that right?
Chris Tarrant's son looks the spit of him. @TripleCaptain3 on Twitter, remember that. And voice notes, triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk. Send them in if you can, please.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll be back again next week. Good luck with game week 7.
Eight.
Eight.
Good luck with game week 8.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow at Triple Captain 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.